This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Get a Casper mattress and get a great night's sleep. Try it for 100 nights risk-free. Go to Casper.com/Glenn and use the promo code Glenn. Get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck,
the Blaze Radio Network.
Let's get the latest on the polls on the Electoral College and then also the Senate and the House.
We've seen something in the polls that has been pretty consistent throughout the entire campaign, which is when Donald Trump's personality is the focus, he does horribly. When Donald Trump is not particularly speaking about, when he's not defending himself against, fights in the media or people who say he's been groping them and things like that, he's done really well. When he's been able to stay on message, he's done well. The last week or two, that's been the case. He hasn't really gone off into these other tangents. He hasn't been, other than his big election is rigged claim, he hasn't really been doing that. And so far, we've seen a little bit of tightening in the polls.
But you would expect that also at this point, wouldn't you?
I think so.
Usually people at the very end start to really firm up their position that they've held the whole time. They haven't been willing to vocalize it yet.
Right. I think the idea that without a reason, without a specific reason to run away, partisans will generally return to their side.
Correct.
And with things like the Billy Bush tape, people
ran away. And then as soon as that leaves the news, then you have people like Jason Chaffetz, who endorsed and then said, because of my daughters, I can't stand by this man. And then came out yesterday and it was like, oh, you know what? I got a daughter and everything, but
never.
How bad was that, really?
Never mind that.
I mean, that was crazy.
My daughters could handle that.
He said she was terrible, but he's voting for it.
I think he was promised something by somebody, a new position or something. It was
maybe
sad to see. But anyway, go ahead.
So
he's quickly becoming the new Orrin Hatch.
That's what happens.
Yes, it is.
That's part of the Mormon mafia.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
We've seen a little bit of a tightening. However, this was a race that was not particularly close. Remember, at this point in 2012, the average polls showed about a 1-point lead for Barack Obama over Mitt Romney.
At this time, a one-point lead.
It was actually a little bit less than 1 point. It was very close nationally. The issue with Romney and why I was so convinced that he was not going to be able to pull that off is because the state polls didn't add up for him. It was a really tough road for him through the states. Here, the polls, even after the tightening, you're seeing 4 and 5 points. It's more McCain-Obama right now. However, it does seem to be trending a little bit towards Donald Trump's
position.
The state polls are really tough for Donald Trump because I'll give you this example. The New York Times has a model, and many of these places have models. New York Times has one of the most favorable models for Republicans in the Senate. They've been more favorable for Republicans in the Senate, but they've been less favorable for Trump in the presidential election than some of the other models. So that as a precursor. But if
well,
you, I don't. I just said that they were on both sides. They're flip-floppers. We've played this game before where you go through the 10 closest states to win. They break it down by percentage. If you give the Democrats states in which they are more than 90% favored, okay? So really, I mean, we're talking states like Pennsylvania, for example.
Yes.
Pennsylvania, they're a 94% favorite. Virginia, a 99% favorite. There hasn't been a poll that hasn't been at least high single digits in Virginia in a long time. All the reports are that Donald Trump has pulled all of his money out of Virginia. I mean, this is why these things get to like 99%. Wisconsin, 95% for Democrats. Colorado, 90% for Democrats, and New Hampshire, 95% for Democrats. You give him those states that are over 90%, Donald Trump loses. He has to win states that are over 90% favorites for Democrats right now to pull this off. That's how bad the state picture looks for him, and is why.
Why do you want Hillary Clinton to win?
I don't want Hillary Clinton.
Globalist. Conservative.
But none of the. The point is, you have to start turning states that are.
Douchebag.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine. And they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.